Hello everyone, this is Shaduku here once again making another episode of the Shaduku Talks and Whatnot podcast. It is currently June 19, 2022 at 9:19 p.m. So this is the first episode of this podcast I made probably in 2 years at this point. Well, no, it's been probably a year and a half, I want to say, because I actually started this. I don't know if you hear that, but there's a car back there. It's just, you know, comes with the territory, literally speaking, in my case. But anyways, as I was saying right now, it's been a long time since I made an episode of this podcast, and this was something I was considering just like just completely scrapping. But then I thought, you know what, you know, this podcast, when I originally made it, was something kind of off the whim, and something I kind of use to kind of just unload on certain things of Avina. It's just like thoughts that were kind of like, I wouldn't say necessarily stressing me out, but just stuff I had in my mind that I need an outlet at the time, and it really did help for that. But you know, of course, as things got, you know, different things changed and things got better, you know, didn't really need it no more. Well, at least at the time. But then I thought, you know, now I'll try to bring it back, but not like as a full-fledged like commitment, just as something, you know, whenever I have thoughts in my mind, whenever I have free time, like right now, I will, you know, talk about something and then, you know, just share it out to the world. And then along with that change, this podcast would not only be on Anchor, which is its original place where I posted this stuff, but it'll also be as YouTube videos. You know, it's just something with like an image, and then you could probably, I mean, oh, what the heck is going on with me? Like put it in a different tab, and then you can do something else, you know, that type of format. So yeah, so that's just kind of the quick change I want to put there, and you just want to put that out there. But yeah, so you know what's been going on. It's a lot's been changing, and I think that's one of the things I kind of want to touch upon with this episode. I can't, like, I might talk about other stuff, but there's one thing I, you know, want to talk about, which is about, you know, change, whether you change, the world around you change, and how a person could, would, and should react to that. But I guess I could start off really with what's been going on with me as of late. So I forgot when exactly I made this last episode. I want to say it was for a school project. I want to say, oh my lord, the spring semester of last year. So it'd be the spring of 2021. I think that's when I made a last episode of this, which was, as I said, for a school project. And I think, I forget specifically, but I think one was about anime, one was about freaking Mythman, which is pretty funny now looking back at it. What else? I forgot what the last one was about. I think one was about like just TV shows in general. I forget exactly, but they're there. You can listen to those if you want. But yeah, but ever since then, you know, things, at least considerably in many ways, has gotten better in my life. Because, you know, back then we were still in the midst of the pandemic, and we still technically are. The pandemic isn't necessarily over yet. But so it was, you know, off the midst of that, off the midst of 2020, which was rough year, you know, for me and for a lot of people as well. It's just, you know, crazy time that was. But yeah, ever since then, I completed that semester of school, and I do distinctly remember that after that semester was over, you know, I was pretty tired out, you know, as per usual. But then I really thought to myself, you know what, I want to do a few more things for myself. And one of those things was to watch and read more media. Just anything really. So I do remember after school was over, I started watching the Amazon original Invincible, which was pretty good. I pretty enjoyed it. But yeah, I just started doing stuff like that, watching a bit more anime here and there, reading some comics. I've been reading a lot more comics as of recently lately. Like, something I'll probably do in the main channel, I'll probably do some reviews of the original Ms. Marvel run, which has honestly been really good. I've been really enjoying that. But yeah, again, you know, since then I was just been trying to do more things for myself, you know, make things a lot more enjoyable, because it's just, you know, At least to me, it's one of those things I try to keep a balance with, is that I don't know how to say it is. Because I am what I guess what some people might refer to as a young person. I'm still in my 20s, just turned 21 pretty recently. And even though I feel like I lived quite a bit of while, like 2 decades really, well over 2 decades now, like I've only lived like a fraction of what my life would be, considering I lived the average human lifespan of a American, which who knows what that is. But what's it called? And at least for me, and this is something I always thought about myself, is that I don't want to waste my life, and in the sense that I want to do something in my life. I want to do stuff, and the part of that came with a lot of stress, especially during my, I guess, teenage years, you could say, during high school. I've always wanted to, I gotta do this thing, I gotta do that thing, I gotta get to college for this and that, I gotta do all these things because I don't want my life to amount to nothing, or something I think would amount to nothing. But then, last year, I kind of stepped back for a bit, and I thought, well, what does that mean, really? What does that mean, like, it amount to nothing? Like, what do I bring on to the world? What do I leave? Or what did I do with my life? Like how does that work there? And then I thought to myself, and this is, I guess, partially words from my father, is that he's always been telling me, just enjoy yourself, enjoy your younger years, because you only get it once, and then once you lose that, there's no going back. So I kind of thought about that, and I thought, you know what? I should start doing a few more things for myself, and been working towards just enjoying things just as they are. And yeah, so I kind of went on a little deeper note right there, but yeah, so anyways, to roundabout, right, that whole thing I was going on that tangent there, is that I'm trying to find the balance, at least I guess you could say, yeah, still I'm trying to find the balance to trying to actually make do some productive stuff, like career choices, career stuff for my actual future, financially and everything like that, so I don't end up being how you can say, a financial wreck. But at the same time, not doing it to the detriment of my own mental health and my own emotional and physical health. And it's not easy. But overall, I think I am just generally a much more happier person than I was 1 or even 2 years ago. Like, well, especially 2 years ago. But yeah, so just doing all that, it's been quite literally pretty life-changing, honestly. I've just been hanging out with a lot more friends recently. Just within the past year or so, again, doing some activities that I actually enjoy. And now I'm able to enjoy things for, as I said, for the sake of enjoying them. Not because at least back then, sometimes I wouldn't even like watch like a movie or even a TV show because I thought, I have to do this for something work related. But now I just watch things just for the heck of it. Like, yes, I am gonna do that Miss Marvel thing, but hell, but I'm doing that because I feel like I would enjoy making those videos and exposing more people to that character in the comic. So, but then I'm also watching stuff like what's it called? Like I previously mentioned, Invincible, and or Invincible, and as of more recently, anime Spy X Family. Like I'm not planning to make a video on that, but I'm just enjoying that for what it is, and I'm having a great time with it. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend Spy X Family. It's just such a phenomenal anime. It's like that show, literally every episode does not fail to make me laugh out loud. It literally always blows me away for every in every episode. Like I'm just really amazed by that anime. But yeah, so that's just some of the things I've been doing. Just I guess you could say changing myself and my lifestyle and just how I'm approaching that. And of course things aren't perfect, but that's something we always work on. I guess you could say the state of the world at the moment, which I don't know if I want to go into the nitty-gritty, but as of right now, and this is actually part of the reason why I wanted to make this video, or not this video, I guess this episode, which is technically a video, or depending on where you're watching it or listening to it. It's just, what's going on in the world right now. And, I just felt I had to just like kind of speak on like how, at least I feel some people will approach it, or at least should approach it, slash, how could you approach it? Because as of right now, we are probably going, or at least approaching, amidst of, some financial hardship, I will say that, but at worst, probably a recession. I'm no financial expert, but I have been keeping up with the market and everything, and just what's been happening. And it's not looking too good right now. But we never know. For all we know, tomorrow's gonna be Monday, so for all we know, tomorrow is gonna be like a brand new happy day, birds chirping, the stock market's gonna go higher than it's ever been. But unlikely, but one can hope. But anyways, yeah, and so we're about to, hit this moment where, a lot of people are gonna have a lot of hard times, similar to 2020. And since 2020 did bring its own amount of financial hardships and fears, so I kind of feel that a lot of people do have some kind of experience facing through hardship. However, this may be one of a different kind, and as with many things, there is really no easy answer. And I'm just gonna say it right here. I'm not even gonna claim like I have all the answers or I have even the best answers for what this stuff what's going on here. But I'll do my best to see what answers I can give. And one of them is just the financial stuff, which yeah, that's a lot to unpack right there. It's just the fact that's like right now the housing market, I believe the oh shoot, I forget the exact details, but I think yeah, the interest rate rose, which means interest for home loans is rising, and therefore people are buying less homes, and then that's just the whole thing right there, as well as just inflation, like gas prices. Like I'm just like the other night, what's it called? I passed by like a gas station just around my area, and it's like at six, nearing $7 already. That's insane for a gallon of gas. It's not even a gallon of gas. If you look at the gas tank, it says 9 out of 10th of a gallon, or 9/10ths of a gallon. It's not even a full gallon. So, I mean, take that for what you will. But yeah, so we're paying $7 now for this stuff, and there's multiple reasons for that. I have my own, I guess you could say, tinfoil hat theories, but of course, those are theories. And I'm not going to detail what they are here, since I have no credible evidence for that, and I don't want to spread any misinformation. However, what I will share is that at least according to more people who are more experts on this than I am, a lot of this has to do with the consequences of the pandemic, which include like supply issues. So, at least according to them, a lot of the supply issues with the gasoline and all that, is causing, of course, gas prices to rise, which simple supply and demand theory right there. The less supply, the higher the demand, and the higher demand, the higher the price will be if, like there's not enough supply to meet that demand. So yeah. But however, when it comes to something like gasoline, which a lot of people do have cars, and not everyone has a hybrid nor an electric car, so they kind of have no choice but to pay for the gas. They're gonna pay whatever they can because they got no choice, and that's just the reality of it right there. And that goes for a lot of things. Like I do also know that earlier this year, there's a whole big thing, I think, with oh my Lord, what was it? The baby diapers. There we go. Baby diapers. Again, another very big necessity that we have for this country and just all over the world in general. Along with what's it called? The baby formula. I believe that there's some kind of I forget exactly what happened, but something happened in one of the main factories that produces the baby formula here in the United States, and that because of that one factory, it just caused a whole chain effect where you just couldn't find baby formula anywhere, and there's a lot of children or like young babies in our country that that's really needs baby formula, because whether the mother can't provide breastfeeding, or they just need a very specific type of formula due to certain health issues. A lot of very young infants were just kind of left just to kind of starve, if I'm just being honest there. And to me, that's a very, I don't know, that's a very, I don't know what's the word there. I think terrifying may be the word. I don't know if that's the correct word I want to use, but it's a very scary thought to think that, I currently live in a place in time where this, just the place I live in can't even supply its own infants with food. And I don't know, that's just a very eerie thought to me. But yeah, so that's happening right there. And oh my God, I just lost my train of thought. I literally lost my train of thought because I literally took a pause to get a drink of water, and then now there's some helicopters going around just the area, and I just lost my train of thought. That's just what happens. And you know what? I'm not gonna edit this video to try to find myself. But anyways, as I was saying before, at least to the best of my memory, yeah, a lot of things are gonna how to say, hit the fan, I guess you can say. However, it doesn't mean there's some things there aren't things that you can do to try to may soften the blow a bit. And I think a part of that is just changing your habits. And I think one of the habits people could do is spending habits and saving habits. And I think I've talked about this before. It's just generally, and this is a very general thing, so I'm not gonna try to dive deep about it, since it really is not that deep, really. It's just, save more than what you spend. Or say, I think I said that wrong. Spend less than what you make. There you go. That's it. I don't know why I even said it like that, but yeah, just spend less with what you make. And I know for a lot of people, at least here in California where I live, the minimum wage, I think, rose statewide to about $15 an hour, which is like, as I want to say, the highest minimum wage in the country. I think so. I forget exactly, honestly, but that's very high considering the national minimum wage, which I think it's still at $7.80. I want to say that's the national minimum wage as of right now. But of course, with inflation and everything, and just general cost of living, excuse me right there. It kind of doesn't mean too much when you think about it. But still, you just gotta work what you have. And I think for a lot of people, considering that rent is going up, you just gotta cut back on or not necessities, just stuff that you don't really need. I think a lot of people actually did that, thankfully. So I think it was a few months ago when the whole Netflix thing happened, when a lot of people were just canceling Netflix. And I think a part of that was due to just some of their creative decisions. And by that I mean like some of the direction they're taking their company in. But I think a part of that was also just in response to just inflation at the time, and people were thinking, well, I need to cut back on something. And then I think, yeah, at the time Netflix, they just rose their subscription plan, I think $1 or $2, for other plans. And a lot of people saw that, they're like, oh, excuse me, I don't know why I'm yawning. They saw that and they're like, okay, well, I gotta cut something. And then, well, Netflix had to go. And I think, at least to me, that gave me hope. Just not me saying like I want to see Netflix fail or anything, but me saying, I'm glad that people in a very big capacity were able to assess, what the situation was, and make a change, a financial change in their budgets to kind of save money. And I did too at the time, I will admit. Well, ironically enough, I think I canceled my Netflix subscription a day before like it really went crazy. And for me, it wasn't even due to like I think I just what was I doing? I think I was just trying to save money. I'm like, I'm not really using Netflix. Nobody in my family is really using it. And Yeah, I think it was just generally just to save money. It was just something out of nowhere. It's just so happened to go and coincide with everything else that was going on there. So I don't know. I just found it to be very funny. But yeah, but I think that's just the general message I just want to put right there is that when times become hard, much like in 2020, you just gotta be willing to adapt and change, whether it be like just a whether you're going to college, which I know a lot of people are going to college, which reminds me, this is really random. If you have any questions about college, feel free to put them in the comments below, since I am planning to make a few videos about just getting ready for college, since I know a lot of people have graduated high school recently. I think at least for one of my I think my local school district, I think like 2 weeks ago at this point. So like yeah, a lot of people have graduated high school or are going to graduate high school, and you're heading to college soon. So I just thought, you know what, I'm gonna make a few videos, just give my advice now that I'm already about 3 or so years into it. I just thought, here's just my thoughts on it and how you can prepare and stuff like that. So if you have any questions, like literally get as specific as possible or even broad as possible, which is literally anything, put them in the comments below and just and now I would see what I can do to address the question, and maybe it might appear in a video or something, or I might make a whole video about it. We'll see. But anyways, what was I saying? Yeah, so whether it be college, whether it be the financial situation, a pandemic or anything, you just gotta be willing to make changes within yourself and within your life to, excuse me, once again, to address those things and try to make the best out of it. Because at least for me, just looking in the past, and just I think just past few years really showed me, I guess firsthand more than ever, that if you aren't willing to make those changes, and if you are just very much stuck in your own ways, and I think a lot of good examples within the pandemic, a lot of people were not willing to change their lifestyles. A lot of people were not willing to just you do some very basic things that could be beneficial. It can lead to a lot of negative consequences. And I guess just using the whole financial situation right now as an example, if depending on what your financial situation is, if you just stick to your guns right now, like I'm not going to change my spending habits, I'm not gonna try to save more, prepare for the worst when things do eventually go for the worst, and you might not have enough money to pay rent or pay a bill, then that's just gonna that's gonna be a very negative consequence right there. And yeah, so I've seen it a lot enough to I think help make me make this video right here. It's just I've seen a lot of people like very stubbornly. Like, I don't wait, is that even a word, stubbornly? I want to say no, but who like very much stick to their guns a lot, and I'm just like, come on, man, you just gotta move on, or you gotta budge, you gotta like read the room, and then just try to I don't know, it's not really for me to at least in most cases, yeah, it's not really for me to kind of like how to say at least try to make them change in that regard. But I've seen it a lot, and I'm just like, man, there's a lot much many more simpler solutions to this than you're letting on. But it is what it is there. But yeah, so that's really the whole thing I just want to get on this video, is just talking about change, what I've been doing to change, and what people can do and how people should approach the upcoming next few months. Like as I said before, as right now, it's not looking too good, but as long as you are willing to adapt to what's going on and kind of roll with the punches, then I'm sure you'll be fine. Since yeah, as with most things, things will pass. Because I think that's another thing I also want to say about this. And when it comes to other many situations, and I'll admit, I do it sometimes too. I'm only human, but a lot of people tend to panic, which allows them to, or leads to them to act irrationally. And with this financial situation, that could very much happen again. And but I do also want to like again say that, but much like the pandemic, much like many things in the past, that whatever's coming in the horizon, with this. It's only going to be temporary. Even if we do go in a very bad recession, much like 2008 financial crisis, it's only going to be temporary. It's much like, again, with that crisis, for an example, really, that within a couple of years, eventually repaired itself. The market came back up, and we had a pretty good few years there. But of course, as we make things, it won't last forever. Now we're back to, a little rough, more rough patch in this financial, in the financial market right now. But again, it's only temporary. Unless things get really, really bad, I'm willing to bet that within 2 or so years, 2 or 3 years, by year 2025, I'm willing to bet that, things will, curve itself back up. We'll be in a pretty decent state, and just looking at history, we'll be back in better times again. At least one can hope that will be the case. But again, looking at history, that probably will be the case. So, whatever's happening right now, you just do what you can to, get through it, and you will get through it as long as you have, as I said before in another episode, I know, as long as you have some hope that you can get through it, and you do make, and you not only think about that, but you do action on those thoughts to, actually create that change, then yeah, you'll be fine. But yeah, I think that's a good note to end off this episode. Again, this is just me just kind of rambling, just some thoughts I wanted to get off my chest about, what's been going on, and, just sharing about, what's been happening with me. But yeah, that's all I got right now. So again, as I usually state in more for most of these episodes, if you have anything, any comments about, what I just said, or if you have anything you'd like for me to talk about, I'm mostly open to many suggestions. So anything, put them in the comments below. I'll check it out and then see what I can do there. And again, if you have any questions about college, put them there and I'll see what I can do about that. But thank you for listening, guys. Hope you all take care of yourselves. See ya.